Hey there, Patriots. I'm so glad you are with me. Check this out. Mike Lindell is here to tell us the latest. Hey, Mike, I'm so glad to see you. How's everything going?
Going good, Melissa. It's going real good. Met with the president. It was a little over a week ago, I guess. And we're making progress everywhere. And of course, we still get blocked, but I'm feeling pretty good about stuff. I'm back in Minnesota at MyPillow, and trying to secure MyPillow. Besides trying to secure our elections, I'm always trying to secure MyPillow because it's the most attacked company in history. But I will. I'll give someone give you all a little prelude, though, before we talk about election stuff. As of right now, they're doing polling out there to see how I would poll of running for governor of Minnesota. And I've prayed about it. And if that comes back, good. I would say it's a pretty good chance I would be running. And you guys are hearing it first. You're hearing it first.
One thing, Minnesota needs some help, seriously.
I grew
Wow.
up there all my life, and I don't think there's anybody else that could. It's one of those things where, I don't think there's anybody else that could grew up in Minnesota my whole life that could that make that may, would be able to beat them in the current things. I think we got to flood the thing if the machines aren't gone by then.
Right.
We're praying the machines are gone, but I know I was going to run in Minnesota before, and I said. And was it before the 20 after the was right before the 2020 election, and then after the election, I said I wouldn't run to be a dog catcher until these machines are gone. We've got a lot of progress, everybody. We can talk about that.
Yes, we want to hear about that. But that's bombshell news. Thank you for sharing that right here. That's awesome. So
Yeah.
that would be so great. With everything I see out of Minnesota, just makes me shake my head because
It's
it's been run right
horrible.
into the ground. But
Horrible.
so tell us, what is the latest on the Dominion machines, and as well as our marching orders to help get this done?
Well, it's once again, it's not just Dominion, it's
I'm
all
sorry.
machines.
Sorry. Sorry.
Like I tell the media, I said, you guys keep attacking me. We have, and MyPillow, this, I've lived the American dream on steroids. You have this USA company, MyPillow, and yet the media attacks us. I said, when I got out of the courthouse in Colorado, and they were all the media was there, I said, why do you guys continue? You're going to do your articles now and just attack MyPillow even more, even though we won. And I said, what is your last name? Dominion and Smartmatic, Mr. Smartmatic. I said, what are you guys related to these machine companies? It's disgusting. But here's the latest, everybody. You all might have seen that the president put out, it's been 2, 3 weeks ago, that he's going to have a special prosecutor and a team that would go back in. Or back to 2020 and start prosecuting people for that stolen election or for other elections. Also, on a parallel thing, which I hope he does, having a team that is proactive going forward that enforces what he wants done. This is so key, everybody, because here's what's going on. He put out an executive order over 3 months ago now when we had given him all the stuff for the, shortly after we had given them all the stuff that we have for the last 4.5 years and ideas that are not ideas but suggestions and stuff to get done. And he put out the executive order right about the same time Tulsi Gabbard came out and said, hey, there's crimes been committed in the 2020 election.
Right.
We're all going, what? No way.
Right.
And
Yeah.
so at that time, the president put out this executive order. And the executive orders, he said, is about 70% of what he wants to be. But in that executive order, there are things like no QR codes, parts made in the USA, not in China. Just on that executive order, we'll talk about that first, then I'm going to talk about the prosecution side. On that executive order, these states and counties are laughing. They're not doing anything to follow this executive order. Now, boy, I bet everyone's going, I'll bet you that's Oregon and California and Maine. No, it's Arkansas, Alabama, Texas. It's the red states, you guys. They're blocking. I mean, this is what's going on in Arkansas. You can't even make this stuff up. In Arkansas, as we speak, In January of 2023, I'm going to make this really close, really fast. January of 2023, like many other counties in our nation, most of them can vote out the machines at the county level. Cleburne County did that. Cleburne County went to paper. But you know what? Here comes a crooked, horrible criminal. I call him criminal. I haven't changed my ways because that's the only thing I can think of. Why would this guy do this? His name is Kim Hammers. He's a blocker. It's ridiculous. Why are you blocking this? He shoved a bill through in the Senate in Arkansas, and the bill says, and it was stamped by Sarah Sanders, the governor, says, if you're a county in Arkansas and you go to paper ballots, we're defunding you. So that means they're not going to pay for anything of the elections, right? Now, Cleburne County right away said, oh, okay, we're really sorry, Kim. We're really sorry. We're really sorry. We're sorry, Sarah. We're sorry, Sarah. We're going to go back to paper ballots. I mean, we're going to go back to the machines, bring them back in. We're not going to melt them down. And every county in Arkansas followed suit except for one. And this county said, you know what? We don't care if you're going to pay for our stuff. We, the people, want paper ballots. So they did the election with paper ballots. And it was beautiful, you guys. 100% accuracy. Well, there's little things they have in Arkansas that they have to spend X amount of money on equipment that has to be spent. That's a lot. They're like, and they didn't spend that money. They saved so much money. So they're getting them on violating the code in Arkansas. And they told these or these county clerks that they're trying to say you guys can't run or can't help out in the county for 14 years. This is bizarre. You can't make this stuff
Outrageous.
up. This is red state of Arkansas. Shame on you, Sarah. Shame on you guys in Arkansas and Kim Hammers.
Okay, so help me remember. Okay, so President Trump already put out this executive order, and are you telling me that Sarah is not following what President Trump said?
100% she's not. It's disgusting. And these
What is
QR
the
codes, all
reasoning?
this stuff.
What is the reasoning?
We don't know. That's why the Kim Hammers, I've called him everything you can imagine. What are you traitors? This is, I don't get it. Why, Kim Hammers, did you push the bill through? Why, Sarah, are you not following this executive order? We, the people, and our president want paper ballots hand counted. It's so bad. Now let me tell you, so you have that going on. We hope, and with pressure there, and now there was just, I don't have an update from yesterday. You guys, if you want to get the update, I will be posting it any of the social media platforms, just Real Mike Lindell or Mike Lindell. You can check it out. But I usually get from Colonel Conrad and stuff, I get my reports from Arkansas. And as far as I'm concerned, when you shove a bill through like Kim Hammers did, I mean, to me, it's like, I don't know, is it criminal? Why are you doing this? I mean, I don't get it. Why are you doing this to that? The citizens voted this. Is this what kind of behavior? Maybe if it's not criminal, what's the then at least tell us what the logic is, why you want to do, why are you in love with these machine companies? Why do you like ES&S? They have ES&S machines down there. You guys, it doesn't matter the brand. It's like the deep state globalist uniparty is protecting the ways that they tried to steal our country. I told our president, I said, sir, I said, your next 4 years, I promise, will not be in vain. I said, I will do everything. And him and I are lockstep. We're going to paper. I said, we will secure our elections. Because if we don't, everybody, by the midterms, by the primaries of the midterms, that's where all the Republicans steal. You ever wonder why some rhino or some uniparty Republican gets it? Because they stole it in the primary. I mean, hello, that's what they do. But we're on to them. So, but we need to get rid of these machines. We're well on our way. We've got great things going on. We just need a task force or something to enforce, or every state. I have people in every state, and we to tell us what's going on in their state, and where the blockers are, like Kim Hammers and Sarah Sanders. I mean,
The
and
reason they're doing this is because this is the keystone to solving the problem. Because
It absolutely.
you are at the very front of the law of the fight right
Yeah.
here, because they've been stealing our
Absolutely.
elections for so long and
Yeah.
doing it with impunity, and they can't they're really between the rock and a hard place because they can't follow President Trump's orders because they know that's curtains for their regime.
It would be over. It would be over. This is, and our president knows all the stuff you guys all see him doing, going, this is great. He solved this. He solved this problem solution. He's got a gift from God of knows what it's going to manifest to. But none of it matters if you don't solve the big kahuna. The one is securing our elections. 132 countries have banned electronic voting machines. Okay. Paper, over 100 countries have banned early voting and mail-in voting. You hear that, Utah? I mean, there's all these states that just all this mail-in voting, all this stuff. By the way, all the stuff that they did during the China virus, that they changed the laws illegally because not one attorney general other than Ken Paxton in Texas stood up to the Secretary of State. They shoved these things through, changed all the laws where you could vote 2 months early and all this garbage, anybody could get a mail-in. That the legislatures had to make the laws, and they weren't allowed to. And so only 13 states have reverted back to where it was pre-China virus. Okay. But I'm telling you, and right now, here's where you guys, it's not insurmountable to get this done. Argentina did it. One judge made a decision, they did it in 4 months. We already have the replacement systems. For the paper ballots is plug in. We have millions of people on the ground that will help get this done. I mean, you couldn't, everybody would volunteer, both Democrats and Republicans, by the way. We've done it in Texas, both sides working together. And let's say we only get part of the machines gone by next spring. You can make it so obvious then, and the things that began going back and prosecuting people, this is not going to get into the prosecution side. Our president, when Tina Peters was brought up to him and I talked about that, it was 2 months ago, about Tina Peters. And he's telling the people, their lawyers, he goes, she's a Gold Star mom. She's a political prisoner. We got to get her out. We're going to get her out. He said, get her out. Now, what he did then, you guys, he put in a person of interest thing. That was the first thing. That was 3 or 4 months ago. Colorado, Jenna Griswold, ain't gonna do nothing. They're gonna sit there and go, good for you, Special K. We ain't we she's in prison work. We hope she dies. That's why they want to kill her. Now, then the president, while I was in Colorado at the corrupt trial, the president put out the administration to Colorado and asked for all the 2020 elections or the 2020 data for the 2020 election and the 2022 election. Now, I've since told them that they should get the 2024 election because at least they're going to get some. There's nothing there. They've deleted Colorado illegal deleted the 2020 election, and now the 2022 election's gone because time expired. Okay, so well, it is 25 months I think it expired. 25 months by Colorado law, 22 months by federal law. The bottom line is, I said there is only one set of records for Colorado from the 2020 election, everybody. Gee, and where's a copy of that? It's on Lindell TV. It's the Tina Peters image. I didn't just put up the report there, the third report. The image is up there. If you're out there and you say Mike Lindell he doesn't have any evidence, right? There's no evidence. Get yourself a little cyber guy, go over there, all the hashes match, and you open it up, and you're going to have all the instructions, just like we had the team that dug into that, and you got two sets of books for Colorado. And they just did it in Arapahoe County. That was 2 months ago, the crooked two sets of books going that went on there. This is what it said. They were caught. Tina Peters is that person that did her backup, did her job, and here's how you can get her out. This is what I told the lawyers there at the White House. It's very simple. You can't, it's a federal, one state, one's federal. You pull her out, and she can go into the witness protection program, just like you see in the movies, everybody, because they'd be out to get her. They don't want they nothing that came out in court when she was in there, they wouldn't let anything into that courtroom because the corruption there starts in Colorado, or the evidence starts there. Remember, they deleted the 2020 election, and then those are Dominion machines there. That's my evidence. They did that to me. That's spoliation in any case. Every single Dominion lawsuit in this country, just for them specifically, that brand should be thrown out. They destroyed the evidence. You threw a gun in the middle of a river. You did the murder and you threw the gun away.
Right.
And this is disgusting. It's
Yeah.
very easy to get Tina Peters out. You guys,
Okay,
everyone's
yeah.
been reaching out.
How would that work? How would you, I mean, could the president,
The
because I know.
federal government takes her out. They pull her out and put her in the witness protection program. I'm sure Tina would like to live anywhere she could, but not in prison. I
Right.
know her very well. And you get her out, and she's now a witness against all the corruption that goes on in Colorado. So that's what Jenna Griswold, and there's plenty there. They deleted the 2020 election. This is the crime they committed. That is a criminal crime. Every single county, every single machine was deleted. The evidence Tina Peters has is that, wait on everybody. It's not just that the election was cheated and the two sets of books, but it shows that they deleted the 2020 election, that they have to hold by Colorado law 25 months, by federal law 22 months. Who deleted it? Crooked Jenna Griswold, the Secretary of State of Colorado. The officials in Colorado, it's the biggest cover-up of any crime ever committed. And when those guys in Colorado, they can keep reaching out. The citizens can keep sending to the governor and the Secretary of State and the Attorney General. You're beating on a thing. They're not going to give you the evidence. They're not going to let Tina Peters out, when she's the evidence against them. That's why
Right.
they put her in.
Right.
That's why they put her in prison.
Right.
This is very simple. You
Do
pull her out,
you think
you're out.
President Trump would call for that, for her to be brought out?
He's well aware. I hope he does it. The lawyers, they're aware of it and that they could do that. But I think what they're doing now, Melissa, because they did reach out for all these, Colorado's getting investigated by them. They put the 2020 election. They said, give us all your records. Give us the 2022. Now they have so many days to give them that. And I think we're coming up here. I think it expires next week. So
Yeah.
Colorado's not going to give, they can't give something they don't have, Melissa. They
And
can't go,
right.
oh, wait, we only have one set. And that's what Tina Peters had. And you also know what Jenna Griswold did with all the, she let all the, what do you call the encryption keys or the passwords all over Colorado. I mean, there's just, this woman's a criminal. She belongs behind bars. Like I said, in my case in Colorado, they played recordings of me going, oh, we're going to melt down the machines, turn them into prison bars, and you're going to be behind there going, let me out, let me out. Well, that's going to be Jenna Griswold. I'm serious.
I do.
This
Oh,
woman, criminal,
I'm
criminal,
with you.
criminal.
It will happen. I'm convinced of it. I know it will happen. I'm chomping at the bit, and I know you are too. And I really appreciate
Right.
everything that you have done to try to get this to happen. And God bless Tina Peters. Everybody, just continue to pray for Tina Peters.
Yeah.
Go to her GiveSendGo,
And there's
Tina Peters, to help make sure that she gets the, you know, what she needs and the support that
right.
she needs.
And she and Millie sorry, Melissa, there that's just one way that Donald Trump could, because I believe that they to get her out, it comes through Washington, not through Colorado. Colorado is gonna they're the ones that hold the keys to the safe. They're going, you ain't touching our, they're gonna try and kill her. I'm telling you, they don't want her out. They don't. Here's a gold star mom. She's a grandma. I think she's like 70 now. Come on, you guys. She's never had a jaywalking ticket in her life. And the judge makes her stay in prison while they're appealing this corrupt case.
Right.
That's what's really
Well,
bizarre. I mean, you guys can't
but
make
it is
this up.
no. It well, and this is persecution, no doubt, because she is was standing up, and the
Political
one person who
prisoner.
was standing well, and it's maddening, and just
Yeah.
it just there's so many parallels to, you know, like Paul saying, I'm gonna speak the truth no matter what, even before kings, before whoever has
Right.
this power over me. And you know, I'm just really, you know, I'm so thankful for you and Tina and so many wonderful patriots who stood and spoken the truth no matter what. And you know, we're in the breach for with you. You know, we're
You're
not on the
right
front
there
lines,
with us,
you guys,
Melissa. Come
but
on.
we want to do whatever we can do to help.
Plus, we have something now we didn't have before. We have our voices gotten 10 times bigger. Then you go back to January 7th of 2021 when everybody was deplatformed. You spread the word, and you're doing it, Melissa. The best thing, everybody, your prayers, if you want to help out, If you want to help out, you go to mypillowtrial.com. I don't know the other links right now. And donate, donate, donate. Every dollar put in, or you can go to the Lindell Offense Fund, any one of my funds. 100% of the money goes to help save this country. That's period. But mypillowtrial.com is really easy to remember, and it links right to the defense fund. That money, every single dime, there's no money taken out. Somebody doesn't get the money for raising the money. No, it comes to me, and you know what I'm doing with it? It goes to people that need it, that move this forward. It goes to every dollar is spent to save this country, get rid of the machines, and go to paper ballots and count it. The
Right.
other thing you can do.
MyPillowTrial.com, you guys. And I'm going to put all of Mike's links to all of his social media in the description below so that you guys follow all of his social media and make sure that you're doing exactly what Mike says. And I'm going to be
Yes.
doing the same thing. I'll make sure that
Right.
whatever he posts, I will put it on the social media, and then you can also share it from there. And so we're going to pray before we go. And also just,
Now
it's
the other real
go
quick
ahead.
thing, promo code Melly, you guys go to mypillow.com, 800-627-7953. If they destroy my pillow, I just, I'm they will it destroy my voice? It won't destroy my voice, but I still have to have money to, a way to keep this stuff out there.
So, yeah, is there something special that you have that you're offering this week?
Yeah, you guys, we have the MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. They're $49.98 with promo code, any size, any color. And those are already going to be the backup of their regular price of $89.99 for that. So you're getting these, the biggest discount in history. We also are closing out all the slippers. We have all the slippers. You guys love the slippers. $39.98. They're regularly $149. We're just trying to liquidate some inventory for resources that have money, and it's at wholesale prices. And I'm going to tell you, if you buy today, we're using promo code Melly, I'm going to give you, if you buy $75 or more, you're going to get over $120 in digital gifts. This is, you guys are going to be blown away. It's not just a bunch of coupon. You're going to be blown away. You're going to go, wow, that's worth well way more than that. But this is the value if you had to buy the $120. So you buy 75, you get another 120 free. You can't beat it.
Awesome. Love it. Yes, I got those links. They were wonderful. Wonderful. I really appreciate what you're doing. Now, Mike, what's so always amazing to me is whenever we get together and we talk, you're always talking about the election and you're not talking about your business. And after all that you have gone through, I'm just really there's no doubt that the Lord has given you special strength and special courage in this day. And I'm
Thank
really
you.
just you're a testimony to what the Lord, it's him, it's the Lord giving you the ability to do this. So we want to stand with you and behind you and do whatever we can. So everybody, make sure that you go to mypillowtrial.com and let's all support whatever we can do. This is it. This is our country. This is the front lines, is this the elections, the election machines, no doubt about it. And the other thing is to support. You need sheets, you need pillows, you need slippers, you need all these things, you need presents. Get whatever you can think of, as ask the Lord what you might need, and get those specials right now, and the digital gifts that Mike is offering. So that's awesome.
No.
I really appreciate it. Let me see if there's anything else I had to question. Okay, you told us the marching orders, you told us about meeting with, was there anything else about President Trump that you wanted to tell us?
No, I just he's you guys, he's very well, he always, when him and I are together, I mean, he's so I guess what would the word be? He's always optimistic. I can't, he'll complain about something. It's like, hey, Jeff, can you believe what they're doing over here? And this is, but it's like he knows that in the end, God wins. And you guys, you think of that, what he just said, he just did a conference, a faith conference 2 days ago. If you all might want to, you can maybe find it online.
I shared it. I
And
shared it. Yeah.
yeah, and we, anyway, one of the things he said, and he said it multiple times on TV. If you guys remember a speech a couple weeks ago, he said, I love you, God. I love you, God. But then,
I shared
the
that.
one he said the other day was, he said, we had taken God out of our schools and out of our country. We need to put God back into this. And these are things that it's just like, you wouldn't hear this before from any president,
No,
much
no.
less him. And
Oh,
he
yeah.
God has really worked in his life, and where he, it's just amazing. I mean, I'll text him when he's go, he did that speech, and And he's it's all it was all about, hey, yes, God picked me, God saved me. That's what he said the other day. When I got shot, it's not the picture up here, fight, fight, fight. It's the one down here where he's below, and the camera came in, and you can see him going, God, at that moment, I'm thinking God's, I can just see God saying, I saved you for such a time as this. And he now knows this, and he it's just changed him where he's just at the, where it's like, hey, I'm giving God the glory. God gave me this platform. I'm the only one that can do it. You guys, if you all remember what I said to him, and I think I said it on your show before, is when him and I were talking last summer, and I was telling him how all the bad things were actually good things because people, it was this biggest revival for Jesus Christ. People were pouring in. People look to God when things are going bad, not good. And I said, and all the, they keep doing bad stuff to you and attacking you. It's a bucket. They keep jumping into your bucket of common sense. And he looked at me and he goes, Mike, he goes, I don't know if we can fix this in 4 years. Like 4 years, all the stuff they've ruined, it's they're ruining our beautiful country. And I said, sir, with God, all things are possible. And him working through you, will get it done faster and better than anyone in history. And look what he's done, you guys. And he
Right.
knows that. He
Right.
knows that.
Like
It's
the
one
physical.
thing, people can say, oh yeah, he's taking the credit, credit. You know what? He's given God the glory now lately. And
Amen.
you guys, you got, we've
Amen.
all seen
Amen.
that,
Amen. I'm telling you, we might not always understand what he's doing, but we all of us just love him so much. And just whenever you see him, tell him that Melly and her and the Freedom
Right,
Force Battalion love him and appreciate him. And we're praying for him every time we get together. We constantly are praying, and also for all those on the front lines. And of course, that includes you. So let's do that right now. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you that this is the great day that we've been waiting for in all of humanity. Thank you, Lord, for raising up our wonderful president. Thank you that you saved his life for such a time as this, and that you have given him amazing power to take down this terrible cabal, this mafia, and just so evil what they have done to our country. But we just you're showing that you are able. Nothing is impossible with you. And we thank you for Mike, and just ask you to continue to bless him. Thank you for the strength that obviously you're giving him. We just pray that you'd help him in everything that he does, that you would continue to strengthen him and bless his company, bless this trial, bless us most of all to get this done where we have free and fair elections in our country. And we just pray that you'd help us, each one of us, to share this truth everywhere we go, all throughout social media, so that it cannot be overcome, and that people, we all in lockstep, are in agreement that this is what we have to do, hand counted paper ballots, so that we have a true, free, and fair elections in our country. We pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Mike. I
Well,
appreciate you
thank
so
you.
much. We love you, and we appreciate you. Let me love you guys. I appreciate you guys too, and I will talk to you later.